Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Crystal, my name is Judy Bitter, and you guys authorized a charge on my card today for $67.32. I did not authorize this. I want it removed immediately. Immediately, or I'm going.
Okay, let's start with your zip code, please.
52002.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Is Judy, J-U-D-Y, last name Bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R.
Thank you. And your address, please, ma'am?
13773 Sundown Road, Dubuque, Iowa, 52002.
Thank you. It'll take just a moment for this to load.
This is ridiculous that you guys can just come through, take money out of somebody's account without permission. And I'm really getting frustrated with it. I really am. I'm not saying you in general.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
And whatever this is going to, I think, can you hold 1 second?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're still waiting on the computer. We're good.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, ma'am, I gotta check in with you. Ma'am? Okay, I am on the hold.
Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I have a charge on another card doing the same thing. So that's who that other person was. So this is obviously, that one was only $5 to an American Express. That the card is even, it's not even valid. The card has been expired for 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, and somehow they got to come through and charge $5 out of New Jersey, same place. I don't know how they're doing this stuff, but it's really frustrating.
All right, let's start here. I did locate an account. It looks like someone entered a sweepstakes, a drawing to possibly win kitchen items called a crusette. I do see it was for $5.74. When that sweepstakes was entered, I do see the sweepstakes drawing was a free welcoming entry for the consumer shopping membership. They charge you $67.32. It would get you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store. You don't recall ever entering a sweepstakes?
No, there was no.
All right, yes, and see, I do see the first card that tried to go through was a MasterCard that ended in 7707. But
I'm telling you, I didn't enter anything like this.
All right, you don't recall anything about pots and pans or plates or anything like that for your kitchen?
Yeah, I recall something that was online that they were going to send you a free something. For if you paid the shipping and handling, not if you did this.
All right, it entered you into a sweepstakes
I don't want to be in the sweepstakes, and I want my money back.
All right, opposite Steve. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I did not authorize that.
Yes, it was in the terms and conditions. I did
cancel. Well, you know what? I'm asking you to reverse it because I don't want to be in it.
I can do a 35% refund off the $67.32.
Why 35% refund?
Okay, the most they let me do is 50, which is $33.66.
Oh, that's great. So I get charged for something I didn't do. That's okay. I wonder how my attorney would look at this.
I'll refund you in full, man. No problem.
Thank
you. Yeah, man. Okay,
I don't
so
mean to be like this, but I am
get
on Sunday morning and I'm making 3 phone calls to different charges on cards. It's crazy. One, 2 of them are through elections.
2 elections? Oh, wow. That
yeah.
is crazy. Okay, I get yeah. it. And your time is valuable, so, and I know you're busy, so let me refund you your $67.32. That will
Thank
be back
you.
In your account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. I did cancel your account to stop all future charges. Can I provide you with a confirmation number, please, ma'am?
That would be great. So 3 to 5 business days, full refund.
Yes,
okay.
ma'am, and no more charges.
No more charges. What is your name?
Crystal.
Okay, Crystal, thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the confirmation number?
C as in Charlie, 26299364 9.
Okay. You know, I mean, people are struggling now with finances. They're not going to.
I am right there with you, ma'am. Every penny I have is just not lasting like it used to.
No, and you know we're older. We're trying to set up for retirement, and you know your 401's getting hit, and you see stuff like this. I'm just like I'm ready to call my bank and say I don't want. But you have like different things coming through automatically, like maybe your car payment or
insurance.
Something like that.
I get
so, it. So, Crystal, I really appreciate it. So, this will go through in 3 to 5 business days, the full refund.
Yes, ma'am. And no more charges.
What?
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. What about that 574 you said?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me see if I can do anything with the $5.74 for us. I can.
Concerned about that. You can?
Yes, ma'am. Let me do that next for us, please.
Okay.
So your refund of $5.74 and the refund, the first one of $67.32, will both be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days, and you're going to receive an email confirmation for each charge I refunded also.
Okay, that's great, Crystal. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day, and I hope your day gets better, ma'am, as it goes on.
Me too. I'm trying to get ready to go to church and I'm doing this stuff and I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.